The debate kicks off in the first week of session with committee appearances by State University System Chancellor Frank Brogan and the university presidents. Higher education reform is expected to be a major topic this session, but whether it will happen and what shape it will take is contested. State Senator Bill Monford, a Tallahassee Democrat and minority whip, sits on the Senate's Higher Education Committee.
I think one of the things will come out of that, and rightfully so, is that how important our higher education system is in Florida. Sometimes I don't think we realize just how valuable our university system is.
Governor Rick Scott has proposed a hefty higher education agenda, and some of the more controversial topics, like changing the tenure structure for professors, has many college and university officials on edge. State University System Chancellor Frank Brogan says tenure is a sensitive subject, like walking on a tightrope.
The immediate reaction, whether people like to hear this or not, is that there will not be some of the professors who will want to come to Florida's university if they cannot bring their tenure with them or work in a university where they can ultimately achieve tenure. Some of my friends would say, well, then that's too bad. Well, unfortunately, that is going to have a negative impact on our students who need and want the best and brightest faculty member.
Governor Rick Scott says he wants the universities to show how well they do in graduating students with science and technology degrees, areas where the state and nation are seeing job growth.
I think people want to go to school to get an education to get a job. So are we, if they're not getting degrees in areas they can get jobs, then, you know, that's each of our responsibility where we get to, how we spend our time. But on top of that, are we letting people know where the jobs are?
Scott also wants the schools to justify how they spend money. Republican Senator Steve Ulrich chairs the Higher Education Committee. He says the conversation will begin, but where it will go remains unclear.
I think it probably will not happen this year, but certainly that would probably absolutely be on the table for next year, because one of the things it's going to have to do is going to have to do some studies about this. They're going to have to see the viability of this.
In addition to pushing more STEM degrees and tenure change, Governor Scott has also backed ideas like merit pay for professors. The proposals mirror those in Texas championed by governor and presidential candidate Rick Perry. The 2012 legislative session will be largely dominated by the once-a-decade drawing of new voting districts and a debate over the expansion of gambling in the state. That leaves little time for major policy changes in other areas, and it looks like a major higher education overhaul will have to wait until 2013. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.